I just feel this. I really feel that there's been some people that's been abused by people that trusted. Physically and emotionally, you've been abused. But God hears your cry. Hallelujah. The cry that no one else hears. Hallelujah. The cry that's pushed down deep within you. God hears your cry. Hallelujah. God hears your cry. Hallelujah. God says, trust in me. Trust in me. Trust in me. Trust in me. Hallelujah. Trust in His name. Trust in who He is. He'll heal you. Hallelujah. God wants to heal you. Hallelujah. He wants to heal you. Hallelujah. Oh, right here, God, right now, God. Hallelujah. He's not controlled by time. God can go back into that moment that it happened and begin to heal the wound. The moment, hallelujah, of brokenness. The moment of hurt. The moment of pain. Hallelujah. There's no one like your God. Hallelujah. There's no one like your God. He wants you to trust Him like you've never trusted Him before. Hallelujah. That He can cause you to walk on the waters. Hallelujah. That you won't sink no more. Hallelujah. That you see Him. That you stand upon the waters. Hallelujah. That they don't overcome you, but you begin to walk on them. Hallelujah. You begin to walk on this thing that has chased you down for years. This thing that has tried to disrupt your life. Cause you not to trust, not to love. It be broken in Jesus' name. Come on, someone say, broken in Jesus' name. Broken, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Come on, somebody give Him praise. Hallelujah. Because He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Children may go to their classes. Hallelujah. Amen. You may sit down. Hallelujah. Causes a separation sometimes that as much as you don't want it to be, there's a separation sometimes from you and God. But I'm here to tell you, to tell your neighbor that there's no more separation. Tell someone there's no more separation. Come, I want someone to shout it out. There's no more separation. There's no more separation from earth and heaven. Hallelujah. There's no more separation from my God. Hallelujah. There's no more separation. Hallelujah. The enemy is not in power. He has no control. His name is greater than it. Hallelujah. It's greater than the abuse. It's greater than sickness. It's greater than cancer. His name is greater than cancer. Hallelujah. His name is greater than cancer. Hallelujah. His name is greater than cancer. Hallelujah. His name is greater than any demon, any spirit. Hallelujah. Any power that tries to trump it. Hallelujah. There's nobody greater than our God. There's no equal. There's no one like Him. Hallelujah. I want you to know that there's no darkness within God. Hallelujah. There's no shadow. He's pure light. Hallelujah. There's nothing hidden within Him. God wants us to see that in that light of who He is. Amen? Come on, give God praise one last time. Amen. Thank you, praise team. Amen. Thank you for going with me. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's open up the Word of God, Romans 15:13. And I just want to share something. I have a bunch of notes that I wrote down in between us going to Edinburgh today to see college for my daughter. Yay! We're excited about it. Amen. And the first thing, the lady came up to us and she really liked us. She's a professor and she kind of hooked up with us and she wouldn't leave us, actually. We said, hey, do you know where the clothing store is? Yeah, I'll take you. She took us down there and talked another 25 minutes to us. And I was like, you know, and she began to tell us about how that they had a praise and worship. And they have a Thursday nights, and they gather. 150 kids come together and worship God. And it was just like, woo! I said, she plays bass, so only on Thursdays, but here on Saturdays. Come on, somebody say amen to me. Amen. Listen, I just want to try to read these scriptures to you. I want to give this to you and take it. God's been really speaking to my heart about faith and trust. Faith and trust. Just today, that there's really been something stirring my heart about this, that I want you to know that when you have trust issues, you don't have to show your hands, but everybody here has been hurt to some degree in your lives. Some more than others, but sometimes your pain can't be comparable to somebody else's pain. Your pain is your pain, is what you go through, what you experience. And it's real. Come on, amen. It's real. And it's real to God, and God knows your pain. Amen. I want you to know that He went to the cross. He went to the cross. Amen. Come on, say amen. He went to the cross so that you could take hold of healing, that you could take hold of anything that has tried to obstruct your relationship. There's no more separation. There's no more separation. And there's things sometimes that try to separate us. Amen. There's different voices that we try. There's a silence that try to silence us. There's trying to things to push us down, to keep us from experiencing life. Because you get in the grind. You get in the motion. Come on, amen. Come on, you got to amen that, because I know you feel it. You get in the grind. You begin to go Monday morning to Friday or Saturday to Sunday. You begin to get in the grind of life and the things that go on. And you begin to experience that weightiness, that heaviness. But I want you to know that God has went to the cross and rose again that you might have life. And I take Him for what He declares. Amen. I take it for what He says that He is. He's not a liar. There is truth. He is truth. Amen. He is truth. So I want you to see this. I just want to. This is what He wants us to live by. This is what He wants. This is now. Say now. The God of hope. That word means expectation. We got to. He wants us to have expectation. Expectation. Say for good. We get caught in expectation for worse. Come on, amen. We get caught in expectation of devastation. Come on, we get caught in that place. And if we can't, and sometimes what happens is if we don't get to the place of forgiveness where that we take hold of what God has given to us, we can't have that expectation. We begin to lose out on it. We begin to lose out on life. It begins to rob our daily living, because we are to be the light unto the world. Come on. We're the salt of the earth. Amen. So we got to have this expectation that He desires to give you. Tell someone He desires to give it to me. This is His word. And He says, now God of hope, of expectation, fill you with all joy and peace, and believing that you may abound in hope, in expectation, that you made abound. Tell someone overflow. God wants you to be the abundance of overflow of who He is in your life with hope. But I'll tell you one thing, without trust, we lose hope. Without trust, we lose hope. I want you to know that we need to be healed of trust issues. There's sometimes you think you got the handle on it. There's been things in my life that have happened to me that I thought I pushed down far enough deep within me that I don't have to. But I want you to know that God will bring me back like He did to Moses, back to Pharaoh. Back to that thing, come on, that you ran from, that you got hurt by, that made you a slave. He'll bring you back to it. Why? Because He wants you to see Him overcome it. He wants you to stand back in faith and trust Him that He's got this thing. Listen, and He says, with expectation, all the expression of God is in Christ. All the expression of who God is in Christ. Listen to this. Colossians. Well, let me finish that. He says that may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. I can't function without the Holy Spirit. I can't function without the Spirit of God moving in my life, stirring me. I operate in anointing because of the Holy Spirit. Amen? It says, Colossians 2:9. I just want to give you these. I'm going to slow down a little bit. Believe that? For in Him, say in Him, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead. All of who He is in Christ. Everything. He says, of all the principalities and power, in whom you are, say I am. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The fullness. I just want you to get that. And you are complete in Him. See, I want you to see this. I want you to know that the enemy wants us to live out of lack. He wants us to live out of the places, and sometimes, unfortunately, we live out of, even in our own minds, out of our lack of what we don't have. Out of a lack of who we don't know who we are. And out of a lack of trust in who He is. And He says that you are complete. You're all together lovely in Jesus. I am complete in Him. I am without lack. I am without lack. I want you to get this in your spirit. I want you to take hold of this because I really feel that God's given us a receipt for what He's already paid for. At the cross, He has given us a receipt. Come on, amen. I want you to know that all that God has done, He has given us a receipt. And listen, the enemy might come to say to you that you've stole something. Come on. They want to see the receipt. And I want you to know that you have the authority to show him the receipt. Come on, amen. That you're complete in Him. That you're all together love you. Because He will remind you of what you're not. Of what you don't have. Come on. Of your weakness. Hallelujah. It's not about all your ability, but your availability. To believing who He is. And trusting what He's done for you. And believing what He's done. Amen? I began to think about that everywhere Jesus went. That whenever Jesus met somebody, whatever they lacked, He fulfilled it. Whenever somebody pressed into Him, that thing that they lacked, they became complete at that moment. I want you to see this and understand that. I want you to grab hold of that and take hold of that for your lives. Come on, there are some things in our lives that we lack. But when you come in contact with Christ in His present presence and who He is and the understanding of what has been paid for, you begin to realize that you're complete in Him. Outside of Him, I'm incomplete. And sometimes what happens is, in my emotions, I get outside of Him. I begin to abandon the trust and believing of what He's done for me. And I begin to lack. I begin to run dry. I begin to wear out. I begin to hunger. I begin to be weary. But He has said, I've given you expectation of hope. I've given you expectation. Amen? This is what He's done for us. 2 Corinthians 4. I'm just throwing out some scriptures here just so you believe me. Amen. I'm reading the receipt. I'm reading the receipt. Come on, amen. There's nothing greater than this word. Nothing greater. Tell someone nothing greater. This is where life comes from. You need to stir your heart. You want to become more hungry for God? Get in the Word. Amen. You want to begin to know who you are? You want to begin to see you're complete in Him? Get in the Word. Tell someone, get in the Word. Get in the Word. Hallelujah. We begin to get in the Word. It begins to change us and moves us and begins to cause us to have hope and expectation that God's got this. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:13. And it says, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore I have spoken. We also believe and therefore we speak, knowing that He which raised up Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you for all things, say all things, the good and the bad. I'm hoping I'm laying this out right because I want you to know that God wants you to trust Him in the good and the bad. That He's the same. No matter what you go through, no matter what you're facing, He wants you to trust Him in the good and the bad. And he says, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace. God wants you to live with expectation. He wants you to live out of an abundance of who He is. So no matter what goes your way, we need to rejoice. We don't like to rejoice, but He wants you to rejoice because He's got this. And it's for His sake. It's for your sake so that you can experience the grace of God, the favor of God, all that He is, that God wants you to experience. Come on, what you lack, He wants you to know Him for what He is. He wants you to experience every area. He will not let you go in a place where you've been broken and hurt. He will bring you, He will get to that place so that He can heal you, so that you will be complete in Him. So that you'll be altogether love you. I want you to know that you're already, oh, we got the receipt of it. But He does it to remind me, to bring me to a place that you're altogether lovely. Come on, amen. That you're altogether lovely. Because there's a constant pressure of things that have been in your past. There's memories. I watched my father transport himself from 2019 to 1940. Five. Like this. And you know how he did it? Right here. You're like, what? I watched him in his mind begin to think about the moment that he was attacked, his ship was attacked on his way to D-Day. He began to remind himself, began to think about it. He went back to that moment just like this. I want you to know there's moments in our lives. There's devastations in our lives. There's moments in our life that go with us for years that you remember. But God might, He desires to heal you of everything, all the pain, anything you've went through, anything you've been robbed from, that you can be the abundance, hallelujah, of the Father in the earth. That you can be the overflow, hallelujah, that you're not robbed no more, hallelujah, that you're not taken from, hallelujah, but that you are the head and not the tail. He wants you to experience Him in all that He is. I want you to know that causes me to walk in awe and wonder. It excites me to know that God wants me to know Him in all that He is, in the fullness of Him. That we can operate, we can walk as Christ did. That, listen, He lacked nothing. Oh, yes, He did. He didn't may have wine. Yep, you know what He did? He took water. He had to feed the hungry, but He had no food. He took a handful of fish and multiplied. There was nothing that came up that He was incomplete to. And I want you to know that sometimes there's things that remind you that you're incomplete, that you're not good enough. But God wants you to trust Him, that you're complete in Him. Come on, that you got everything that you need in Him. Come on, amen. That you got everything that you need in Him. Amen. Without lack. Hallelujah. Tell someone without lack. Hallelujah. Listen. Where am I at? 2 Corinthians 4. He says, for these things are for your sakes, that the abundance of grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound effect to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not. He said, don't faint not. Faint not. Don't become weary. He says, but through our outward man, it's what we battle with, our flesh. It's that weak part of us that tries to be equal with God. But I want you to know that we need to let the Spirit of God rise up upon us and let the old man perish and let the new man, hallelujah, raise up. And he says, for which cause we faint not, but our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. Come on, amen. Say day by day. For our light affliction is but for a moment. It worketh for us far more exceedingly eternal weight of glory. It's a weight of glory. It's heavy. Hallelujah. Do you know that all that God has, I begin to think all that God has, it's heavy. Hallelujah. Come on, amen. It's heavy upon us. It's heavy. It's weighty. Come on, amen. It's heavy upon you that you know that you got it. Come on. We need to be in awareness of the heaviness of God upon our lives, of the greatness of who He is. That we need to walk with that, wake up in the morning with the breath that God has given us. Amen. That's weighty. That's heavy. As my heart begins to beat, hallelujah. As it begins to beat, hallelujah. That I begin to let it beat with the sound of heaven. That I become in line with heaven. Amen. That I begin to walk, hallelujah, and trust God in the midst of my storms, in the midst of my tragedy, in the midst of my pain. Hallelujah. And I trust Him and know that God, You're God. It's heavy. I feel the heaviness of knowing that and the weightiness of that. That when you become aware of it, man, I know there's a man of God that his name was Smith Wigglesworth, and I talk about him sometimes, but I think this was so powerful because he was sitting on a train. He was minding his own business, but what was in him was weighty. It was heavy. It was all the fullness of God that was in this man. That, listen, I want you to know it didn't come. He waited upon God. He spent time with God. He was more hungry for God than anything else. He placed God in the center of his life. He didn't move to the right or the left, and he trusted God. But in the midst of this thing, as he's sitting there, some guy that was sitting across from him said, "Stop it!" Yelled from the top of his voice. And he looked at him, and he said, "Excuse me?" He says, "You're convicting me of sin." The heaviness that this man felt, this separation from God, that he needed to get to God, that he needed to run to God. Hallelujah. This man didn't even say anything. That's a heaviness. It's that heaviness that Jesus carried, that when others were around, that they knew they had to get to Him. Hallelujah. They knew. They couldn't understand it. They couldn't explain it, but they knew. There was crowds. There were people. Whatever it was, it didn't matter. They knew they needed to get to this heaviness, this weightiness of God that was in their midst. I got to touch Him. I got to experience Him. I got to know Him for who He is. I need to taste Him. I need to take hold of Him. Because I'm incomplete. I need more. I need life. I need purpose. I need understanding. He enlightens us. Amen? Whew. Where am I going? Listen, let's go to 1 Kings. Let's just go here. You on? Ready on go on an adventure? This is a license when just God does His thing. I like to plan things. And He just shuts things off in my head that don't go there, just go over here. I began to think about this scripture. I began to think about trust. I began to think about how that this man who was Elijah, he had faith. He had faith in God. He knew the heaviness. He knew that this, who God was, that he heard His voice and he was moved by God. But God was still working on him. There were some things that were still hidden within him. Even though he experienced wonders and miracles, God was still, hallelujah, moving and concerned about Elijah. Nations were changed and moved, but here's God walking with Elijah, not wanting him to know him and trust him like never before. See, I want you to know that that encourages me to know that God is constantly walking and moving in my life. You might not see it. You might not realize it, but God's moving. Tell someone God's moving. And he says, and Ahab, after he did this amazing miracle, is she being a drama queen? Yeah. I'm preaching. Listen, I'm getting the attention, so she's upset. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. This is when the enemy tries to disrupt. But what God, what the enemy will use, hallelujah, what the enemy, God will use for glory. What He's meant for pain, for hurt in your life, God will use it for glory. God's working. In the midst of this thing, it looked like, how can this happen? Because he goes to Jezebel, Ahab, which I believe Ahab was overwhelmed by God because it said every knee that was there bowed. He went back to give a report. He believed what God did. He went back to give her a report and she didn't believe it. Sometimes that's like our flesh. We let our flesh override our spirit. We listen to our flesh. Our flesh doesn't always want to listen. It wants us to wallow in pain and hurts. And it says, and all that Elijah had done, and with all that he's slain the prophets, and Jezreel sent messenger unto Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if make not thy life as the life of one of them tomorrow about this time. What's he saying? She's saying, she says that I'm going to come after you. And you're going to lose your life. Now remember who this is. This is a man of faith. But with one word. Say, God's still working on me. Don't get upset. Come on. Don't get upset when things come your way. You need to rejoice. Because God's doing something that you can have overcoming power and victory in your life. It didn't seem like it then. Come on. We got to focus our eyes and we need to trust on God because it doesn't look like it. Hallelujah. Your eyes will fool you. They'll lie to you. They'll tell you something. Not. That's what Jesus did. Jesus looked at that water and it was water. But I'm going to tell you something. Our eyes look at it and say it's water. But I want you to know from heaven on earth, he says, let it be wine. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Tell your neighbor, doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Come on, amen. When we begin to trust God, hallelujah, something changes in our lives. So here he was at this place. And I'm not bashing Elijah. I'm just telling you what God's doing. He says, and he saw that he rose and went for his life. He ran for his life. He ran for his life. But listen, I love this part because it says, she spoke the word, but what did he saw it. Shouldn't it say he heard it? I want you to understand. See, your eyes will play tricks on you. Faith is the evidence, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's what faith is. It's what not seen. It's not seen. It's something that happens. It's something that happens within us that moves us, that changes our lives. And it says it was something he saw with his eyes. He's seen it happen. He's seen himself being killed. He's seen himself being tortured. He's seen it all in his eyes. How many of you have ever been to a doctor's office whether you knew you got to get a diagnosis and they're coming with something? Listen, can I be real? I went to the doctor's a couple months ago, a while ago, and I had to go and everybody around me, we work outside, and every one of the guys, there's like 8 guys that all were diagnosed with a type of cancer, skin cancer. All these guys. And from that moment on, I heard it. The enemy began to cause me to see it. And all of a sudden, that thing that was on my neck that I never had any focus on began to really bother me. I began to see it. I began to believe it. I want you to know. See, I want you to see something that's powerful. See, your mind's powerful. Your mind is very powerful. Come on, amen. That God wants you to get victory over your mind. Come on, amen. Over your mind, over your thinking. Come on. He wants you to be renewed in your thinking. Come on, amen. He wants you to trust all that he's done. He wants you to believe what he says. Amen. So at the midst of that, I went in there and the lady was there for 20 seconds with her magnifying glass. She looked, oh, it's good. Well, no, right here. Looking. She goes, no, you're good. I'll see you next year. I walked out of that place in a sense saying, God, I'm sorry. I have faith in you, but God, I need to learn trust in you. Come on, amen. I have faith in you. Come on, amen. But I want to know trust. Amen. Listen, this is what I mean by that, because you remember where Jesus, the young man, the little kid was sick, and God says he was going to heal him. Jesus was going to heal him. And he says, do you believe? He says, I believe, but help my unbelief. I have faith in you, but God caused me to trust you. Cause me to trust you. Amen. Cause me to trust. And what is trust? Trust is believing in what I wrote this down. I like this. You okay? Trust is a firm reliance on the character or the integrity of that person. I want you to see how powerful that is, of trusting somebody. As much as we want sometimes, that it's hard to get to a place, because I want you to know that we grow up with the enemy reminding us that people fail you. This is my daughter. Come here. I want you to know that, listen, from the day she's born, I've done everything I can for her to trust me, but I failed. And the moment I fail, the enemy reminds her, you can't trust. From that early age, from the moment she's crawling and I say, come on, just jump, you're good. Well, the time that my poor nephew, that I told him, I said, listen, you can catch this ball. Never caught a ball in his life, and I threw it so high in the air. He's 6 years old. Just stand there and catch it. It'll come right in your glove. What did it do? Hit him right in the face. Trust issues. Yeah, I had a girl in my youth group where I was trying to demonstrate something powerful that will change lives. Stand up. No. I told her, I said, listen to me. Just don't do it. Don't fall down. Turn around. I said, listen, here's what I want you to do. I want you to fall into my arms. And you know me. I kept preaching. While I was over here telling her to trust me, she fell. Trust issues. Listen, I want you to see this and understand this. Every good intention we have, only He is the one we can trust. Listen, I'll fail you, but I want you to trust the Christ that's in me. The Bible says, wives, submit to your husbands. Not to a man, but He says, into the image and likeness of Christ. You don't have to submit to anything else unless it looks like Jesus. If your husband don't look like Jesus, be careful. I got to grow a beard, but I'm working on it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So many times people have used that for the wrong reasons. But I want you to know, He doesn't want you to trust anything if it doesn't look like Him. If it's not His love, if it's not His peace, if it's not His joy, come on, amen. If it's not His compassion, we're not to submit to it. And it's the same thing with my lives. But we submit to things. Come on, amen. We try to trust things and they fail us. And then all of a sudden, it begins to put a separation. Come on. It begins to put a divide. Amen. I want you to know what it ultimately does. It begins to bring a divide between you and heaven. Come on, amen. It brings the separation from you from the moment you're born. Come on, amen. From that moment on, the enemy's doing everything he can to separate you from heaven, from your calling. But He says, I'm here to remind you, you're complete in Him. So here he was, Elijah. Listen, he went a day's journey, and I like doing this stuff, but I measured it up as 80 miles in a day. That's 80 miles. You do it yourself. You can look at it. Look at the distance. Brother Dan, help me. How far can you run in a day? Miles? How far can you walk? Let's just say walk. I don't even know what some of the world's records are for speed walking. And it was only so many miles. It wasn't even that far. It wasn't that far as that. See, 50 miles. Listen to me, I'm going to tell you something. Look what fear can do. Look what fear can cause you to do. It'll cause you to run. That's how much power fear has. That's how much power fear does. It moves you. It changes you. It causes you to submit. Come on. It causes you to bow. But He has no equal. Hallelujah. He has no rival. Amen. He has no rival. And listen to me. There was something within Him to cause Him to run because He wouldn't have ran. But He ran. There was something inside Him that was hurting. And we began to find out that it was, He said, that my fathers have failed. And I was afraid I was going to fail. But then, let me just go ahead. He lays hands on Elijah. Elijah did. And He gave him a double portion. Say double portion. Listen. The thing that was powerful about this is this. He saw the enemy, Jezebel, taking him out. But all of a sudden, Elijah was standing there. And he says, and his servant came to him. And he says, listen to me. I don't know if you know this or not. You're a prophet. But we're surrounded by the enemy. And they're greater than we are. Listen. That's what he saw. But Elisha's double portion didn't see that. They were in a place called Dothan. Dothan means double-minded. They were standing in that place of double-mindedness where there's an opportunity to see one way or the other. And Elisha chose to see, hallelujah, what was in the heavens. And he says, well, what did he say? Listen, I want you to see this. You good? You good? Just give me a second. We don't have a snack tonight, so just, can you give me a minute? Then no snack for you. Sorry. Listen, let me find it here. Yeah, he says, listen to this. This is in Elijah, 2 Kings 6. He says, go spy. Oh, he says, and there they are. And they were in Dothan. It means double-minded, double. He says, therefore he sent horses and chariots, and they compassed the city. And when the servant of the man of God rose up early in the morning, having his coffee in his hand, doesn't say that, but, and he says, and as he looked, he says, he began to see horses and chariots. He says, and said unto him, he says, Master, he says, how shall we do? I don't know if that's a mix, but sometimes when you're scared, you say some funny things. How shall we do? Woo! I don't know. And he says, and he answered, and this is what he said. Fear not. He said, fear not. Trust. This is what the double portion that was poured on to Elisha, that he didn't see the same way. God began to work on Elijah, and he was able to deposit this within Elisha because he was healed. I want to be healed, come on, of incompleteness so that I can pass on completeness to my daughter. I want to pass on wholeness to her. Come on, amen. I don't want to pass on to her what I've been broken from in the past that carry it on. But I want to show her how to trust in her God. I want to pass it on. Hallelujah. I want to pass it on. And it says, and Elisha, he turned to him and he said, fear not. He says, they that be with us are more. He says, than them. And Elisha prayed and he said, Lord, I pray that you open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened his eyes and the young man seen, and behold, the mountains were full of horses and chariots. He says, and fire round about Elisha. He's seen fire around Elisha. I want you to know Elijah didn't see the fire around him, but Elisha seen the fire that was around them. Come on. I want you to see the fire that's around you. Come on. The hedge of protection that he's placed upon you, because the Word of God gave me a receipt that I can hold on to. Come on. Amen. That there's a hedge of protection around me that I can begin to trust God in the midst of it. I'm going to finish with this. I want you to hear this. I didn't go... Wednesday we can do more. But trust is action. Come on, amen. Trust is action. It's action. Amen. It's head versus heart. You can look it up yourself. I want you to take hold of, just start looking at in the Bible. Just look up the word trust. I want you to know, I don't know too many other words that there are in there that you can look up more than trust. And it's there for a reason. If God said it, I believe it. Come on, amen. Say, He said it, I believe it. And He said this. Let me finish this. In Luke 8:23. And I'm done. Are you okay? Matthew 8:23. And it says, and when they entered into the ship, you all know this story. He said they followed Him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea. And as much as the ship was covered with the waves. Say waves. This is where God brought me to right here. Because I really feel the enemy wants to put waves in your life to disrupt your focus on Him. See, listen. And He says, and behold, there was arose a great tempest. See, the moment he's always trying to distract you. Come on, amen. Distract you and get you focused on something else. And He says, and the disciples came to Him when He was asleep, and they awoke Him. And they said, Lord, save us. We perish. We're perishing. They saw that with their eyes. And He said unto them, He says, why are you fearful? Why are you fearful? What's the next verse? Next verse. Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? I want you to know that, listen, we need to get beyond this moment that sometimes we get jeopardized with a burst of faith. That word means burst. That sometimes you get a burst of faith of who He is. But God doesn't want you to live with bursts. He doesn't want you to live you with just a glimmer of who He is. But He wants you to stand tall. He wants you to walk on the waters. Hallelujah. Those waves that are trying to overcome you. Those things that try to drown you. To pull you down. That, guess what? He wants you to walk in overflow. Hallelujah. That you're walking on top of those problems. Come on, amen. That you're above those things. Hallelujah. That they're below your feet. Hallelujah. That we would make every enemy under our feet. Hallelujah. That they would be under our feet. Hallelujah. They're already under His. So I need to get close and focus on Him. Trust Him and know whatever's under your feet is under my feet. Hallelujah. Because where you go, I go. Hallelujah. Would you stand to your feet? Come on, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there's waves, hallelujah. There's waves, hallelujah. I just felt this, hallelujah. That so there's waves that have come against you. And right now, hallelujah. If this is spoken to your word, I just want you to come up front, hallelujah. Listen, get beyond what anybody thinks about you, hallelujah. Get beyond that, hallelujah. Lay it before God and say, God, I want to trust you like I've never trusted you before. God, I want to know you like I've never. I want to walk in completeness and fullness and understanding. I want you to come tonight as we begin to pray, as we begin to worship God. Come on, come on, hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh. It's your breath in our love.
In our love. So I want you to know that, man. Hallelujah. You're not without lack in Him. You got everything that you need. You got forgiveness. You got forgiveness. You got power. You got strength in His name. You feel it? Hallelujah. Woo! See, God wants you to walk in overflow. Everything that He is, that you don't lack. I am His son. You are His daughter. We represent Him. And as much as I want my daughter to walk And all that I can give her, how much more does my Heavenly Father want me, hallelujah, to flow out of all that He is. He will hold back nothing. He will release everything that you need for the moment that you need it. That's who He is. Hallelujah. That's who He is. So I pray tonight, I pray, Heavenly Father, I pray to God, Lord, that we walk in a trust in You like we've never had before. Believing, no, God, Lord, that You, anything that He ties, anything that has tried to disrupt, hallelujah, my trust in You, that it be broken. It can't follow me no more. That it be like the Red Sea, hallelujah. Lord, when the enemy tried to cross it, hallelujah, they were overcome, hallelujah. They were overcome. Lord, I just declare and I thank You, God, Lord, as we follow You, God, we don't even have to look back, but our enemies are following. Hallelujah. They're falling by the left and by the right. They have no strength and no might. What I couldn't win in victory, You've done. And I thank You for it. And we'll give You the glory. And we'll give You the honor. And we'll declare that we are. In Jesus' name. Come on, bless somebody. Encourage somebody. Love on somebody.